You know where things always work? At Arlington Elementary School. And the principal there is our great friend, Micah Heath. Micah, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. How are you?
Did your internet work today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm coming over.
Unfortunately, it is.
Save me a seat. I'm on my way over as we are trying to. Well, you never know how much you need it until you can't have it, right? It's one of those deals. Now, how long have you been at Arlington Heights? Is this year two or year three?
This is my eighth year, Mike.
Eighth year? Oh my gosh, where am I reading such outdated information? Well, that's funny because you know I screw things up all the time, and it's not surprising that I've done it again. Arlington, for those who don't know, is located on kind of the north side of town. Tell everybody where you're at, Micah.
Yeah, we're located on the northwest side. We're right behind the North Kroger. We're tucked back there on 17 beautiful acres.
The North Kroger, that used to be the North Marsh, for those of you who've been here 8 years or longer, we'll get that reference. That's for sure. And Arlington, you guys are always busy in the K-6 world. Do I have that part right?
Yeah, we also have one preschool classroom as well.
Well, how fun is that? So you've got them from all of the great ages over there. Why just one preschool classroom when you could have two or three?
Because one is all that we can handle, Mike.
How are you guys doing on space over there? Do you have enough room to get your daily operations taken care of?
Oh, it's a puzzle every day, but we're making it work. But we are packed to the gills currently.
And that can be exciting and stressful all at once. But I know you have a great staff that's been helping you out there, whether it's from the custodial or the PTO or the folks in the office. Brag on your staff and tell me how they help make that jigsaw puzzle work on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, they are amazing. They're super flexible. You know, they just roll with it and they understand, you know, that we got to be compromising and got to share and just have a little patience.
And sometimes that's hard with kids that age, but we've got to help them. We've got to help them understand that. Now, how is anybody doing any kind of concentrating this week? We know everybody has one eye on the bell ringing on Friday because that means next week is spring break.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. But first, we got this little thing called iRead3 that our third grade students got to get through. And that's a lot of pressure for 9-year-olds, but I'm super proud of them. They've been working hard. Today was day two. They have a third session to take tomorrow, and then they'll be done.
The only good news is they don't start them on Monday. Is that true, or did they start them on Monday?
Well, we did a practice test on
that's
Monday,
right.
The real thing started today.
I have a third grader as well, so I'm trying to remember all of the whens and when nots. But yeah, Monday. All right, we'll get things started. Now, the practice test is great. It gets them kind of in that mode of what to expect for the next couple of days. What else can you do leading up to this, Micah, that gets those kids comfortable and ready to take a test that I don't know what it solves, proves, or otherwise, but we have to take it because the state said so.
Yeah, for sure. We try not to focus on it too much, and you know, because that just causes more anxiety, you know. So we just keep going, stick with our plan, and you know, don't put too much emphasis on it. You know, one thing that we're doing is we got a ton of extracurriculars going on and events going on, so those are things that students can look forward to. So if you're going to come out today and share our internet, also bring your running shoes because on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school, we have our Girls on the Run program.
Oh, fun. Now, what is that, like track or cross country, a combination of both? Tell me who can get involved with that.
Yeah, so it's for our female students, ages fourth grade through sixth grade, and it's a program that inspires girl empowerment by building confidence, kindness, and decision-making skills, and they do a little running as well. We currently have four of our teachers who are the head coaches. They have 14 girls on their team, and hey, you were awesome the other day on No Dishes podcast.
So oh, speaking good. Of your-
Yeah, yeah. I love listening to the No Dishes podcast. You guys were great. And on April 25th, our girls are going to do a practice 5K, and it ends at the Chocolate Mousse. So, Jordan Davis, if you're listening, we're heading your way on April 25th.
Well, he should be listening. That's what he should be doing. If not, he'll be on with us Wednesday, which is tomorrow at 3:35. And I will pass – I will pass that along to him. I'm glad you listened. That's fun. We always have great fun with Jordan. Sometimes we have too much fun, which is okay, but not as much fun as you guys are having at Arlington Heights Elementary School. And when everybody goes to spring break, this is kind of a natural end of the grading period as well. So we just kind of wrap things up, and everybody can exhale.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
And that makes it fun. Now, when we come back, boy, oh, boy, we haven't had much weather to talk about, which is really good because it looks like the finish line is not going to be a moving target when we eventually get to May. But what else is next? What else is on your calendar as a very busy winter turns into a hopefully nice and warm spring?
Oh, yeah. So another thing that we started this year, thanks to our music teacher, Ms. Nesbitt, on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have a drum club after school, and so that's led by Dan Kusaya. He's also done a lot of work with Fairview Elementary. So we purchased various types of drums, and Miss Desbitt told me what they were, but I can't remember nor am able to pronounce those. And then our PTO purchased some various African instruments go along with it, so kids are loving that. And then just the other day, we had a music program last Thursday night. It was our first and second grade. I'll tell you what, it was a packed house. And you got to remember, Mike, that we haven't had a music program in pretty much 3 years.
I was going to ask you about that because of all the rules and regulations and all that fun stuff.
Right, yeah. So these first and second graders, they've never had a music program. And I'll tell you what, in the crowd, they had mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle, and the sweet lady from next door all supporting them.
Oh, that's outstanding. And parents always appreciate having drums at school that you cannot take home.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They don't fit in the backpack, so that's a bonus.
They don't, and that's great. So to have these programs, the kids, as you mentioned, what else has kind of come back for you? I guess we're talking about Arlington Heights, obviously, but I've talked to other teachers too that says, yeah, we're finally getting back to kind of normal and getting some of these programs. So that has to be a fun, everybody putting a smile on their face to have more of these extracurricular activities.
Yeah, definitely. And just the number of people that are in our buildings, you know, as visitors and coming in to support us. Right now we have IU tutors coming in to help a handful of our students. The IU Red Steppers are coming in, and they're helping out. Our kindergartners are reading to them, helping out. They're going to put on a show on March 24th. We have the IU School of Health students, some nurses there teaching our students social-emotional learning. We have Bloomington North athletes coming over and teaching our third-grade students some sportsmanship and teamwork activities. We had some IU athletes in the building last Friday for Read Across America. That included women's water polo team members, a player from the men's soccer team. And then, as you know, right down the street, Hoosier Hills. So we have students that come in two or three times a week and work in our classes as they look to, explore a career in education.
Well, that's fantastic because you have so many of those, resources here in our community. Now we can use them all. That is very, very fun. Now, are we doing music programs as well? Are we doing plays? Are we singing and we dancing? We're having a good time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, first and second grade just had a program. Third grade's got a program in April. And then fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, they have programs in May. And then our kindergartners, they have a program their last day to school. It'll go along with their graduation.
Well, that's going to be a very exciting time as we you see them come in as preschoolers and then have them leave as big sixth graders. That's a big big swath there. Mikey Heath is our guest this afternoon. And springtime, I know your PTO is very helpful in helping raising funds and awareness and everything else for Arlington Heights. You have any big spring events that they're going to help you out with?
Yeah, currently we're right in the middle of our readathon. So students are keeping track of how many minutes they read every day, and they're also trying to get some donations and based on how many minutes they read and donations, there's some prizes that they can win and different things that we'll do. So I think currently we raise around $4,000.
Whoa.
And we've got a few more days to go. So if there's anyone out there, you're looking for someone to contribute to, for a good cause, all the money goes to PTO and goes to school. It all goes back to the students.
And what does that money go to help within the four walls at Arlington Heights Elementary, Micah?
Yeah, so it will go to purchasing art supplies or like the musical instruments that the PTO bought. We use it for field trips. You know, all of it goes back to students. If we have clubs, we'll purchase equipment and stuff for the clubs. It's just all about the kids.
Well, that's fantastic as well. Now, does your group also go to Bradford Woods when they get a little bit older there?
Yes, I can't remember that date, but we got a spring date this year, so that's great. Kids are looking forward to it.
Oh, you can't be. If you can learn outside just as well as inside, everybody, they don't see, we fool them. We just say, hey, go outside, and they think, well, this is recess. But no, you're learning stuff and learning stuff as well, so that's exciting. Now, Micah, if people would like more information about Arlington Heights, they can pick up the phone and call you, I know that, or where else can they find some more information?
Yeah, they can find us on the MCCSC website under Schools for Arlington Heights. They can check out our Facebook page. If you just search Arlington Heights Elementary on Facebook, that's where we post a lot of our stuff regarding events and whatnot.
And those are great resources to have it all figured out. What time is everybody getting out today? What time is that dismissal bell ring?
At 3:40.
Well, then you got to get out of here. You got to get out there and you got to direct those the parent pickup. How's that been going?
I got a couple of teachers who are braver than I am, and they do parent pickup, and I take care of buses. So shout out to Miss Patrick and Miss Solari because they got the difficult job at the end of the day.
That is not an easy. It's not easy until you get your system figured out. And guess when you get your system figured out? About 2 days before school ends, and then you got to go do it again next year, right?
Yeah, and so that's always my excuse. I'm like, you guys got to figure it out, you know. So why mess with a good thing, right?
I don't blame you, my friend. I don't blame you at all. Hey, put the shortstops at shortstops. Put the center fielders at center fielders so everybody can do their job the best. Thanks for getting us caught up today, buddy. I really appreciate your time, and I hope to run into you soon. Have a great rest of this week. And you got big spring break plans, or you want to keep that under your hat? You going anywhere fun to relax?
I am. I'm going to London. So
you win. There wasn't a contest, but you win.
I'm a huge soccer fan, and my team is Arsenal.
So oh, my goodness.
First voyage across the pond to watch my team in person.
Well, I'll just help you out here since you're awfully humbled. The first place Gunners of Arsenal,
yes.
The Emirates Stadium. Too bad everything there is going to $1 million, but yes. I'm a Manchester United fan, so I took one on the chin this weekend.
Yeah,
but I've had more better days than bad days, but that's awesome. Congratulations to you. Say hello to Gunnersaurus Rex for me, will you?
Okay, I will, yes.
Awesome. Now get out of here and go get packed and ready. Great job, my friend, and we'll get caught up
with you
soon. Micah Heath from Arlington Heights Elementary. Big soccer fan and a big Jordan Davis fan. He can come on anytime he wants.